This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Now, 7 after the hour, time for our weekly overview, the talk radio roundup, if you will. The top 10 stories from Talkers Magazine, as viewed by the folks who are on the DJV program, Monday through Friday with me. I'm Doug Steffen. Victoria Keelan is here. Jay Kirshner is here. And because Jennifer is off for Thanksgiving, we're joined by my friend John Harper from WMEL down on the Space Coast in Florida. He always has great, pithy things to say, a great addition to the countdown info when we have him here. So I think what I'm going to do is go through, try to approach this differently every week so that we don't fall into a pattern. The people list has Andrew Cuomo on it. Number 9 has Roger Stone and Alex Jones. Number 8 is Ron DeSantis. 7, Kevin McCarthy. Donald Trump is 6. Daryl Brooks is 5. Ahmaud Arbery is number 4. Kyle Rittenhouse is 3. Jerome Powell is 2. And Joe Biden is number 1. So there, that's that overview. On the story side, immigration, the situation at the borders is at 10 in terms of what's been talked about this past week, according to Talkers Research. The Cuomo investigation, the whole thing is mondo bizarro as far as I'm concerned with that. Thanksgiving is number 8. The Charlottesville jury awards damages story, 7. January 6th is 6. Let's see here, crime and violence. I think the parade tragedy is really where people's head is when it comes to that, when it comes to that situation, when it comes to that story or that storyline. Voter legislation number 4, the Rittenhouse verdict number 3, COVID and the usual at 2, and the economy number 1. Okay, so let's start with number 3 because that's a new one this week. The announcement of the acquittal happened late last week of Rittenhouse and what that means in terms of gun and gun violence. Is gun violence in our country an American epidemic? I think that's a reasonable, legitimate question to ask after this. I saw a research paper this week where a lot of experts examined the history of our country with guns, the impact of gun violence, and maybe what can be done going forward to mitigate the problem. So let's see, Victoria, you want to start with that, with any thoughts that you had with regard to Rittenhouse? I know we've been on the DJV program, it's the kind of, I don't want to say the usual, but there's a conflict that is once again based on politics. Rittenhouse has made this impact on the right, and he's everywhere, and isn't it wonderful for gun rights and yada, yada, yada. Which I think is complete nonsense. But
I don't know about the gun rights aspect of it, but what does honestly just disgust me is that Marjorie Taylor Greene has already said she wants to propose that Kyle Rittenhouse be given the Congressional Gold Medal.
Yeah,
for
that's not
going. Oh my.
And I know she just loves to be in the headlines, and I think she's just a ridiculous person, but the fact that she's even proposing this is and has support from her supporters, it just shows how incredibly divided. I don't even think this is a gun rights issue. This is just now, it's so much more of a political issue. I mean, Kyle Rittenhouse is no saint by any stretch of the imagination. He did not belong there. He lied. I mean, should he have been charged with murder? Technically, no. The jury did the right thing in terms of that verdict, but it was a very emotional verdict for most of the country, and for him to be deified, and that's Matt Gaetz and that Gozer guy are fighting over who's going to have Kyle Rittenhouse as an intern. I mean, and then he meets with Donald Trump at Mar-a-Lago, and now Marjorie Greene wants to give him the Congressional Gold Medal, and she says the reason that she wants to do that is that he went into this area, that he protected the community of Kenosha during a Black Lives Matter riot, which is not true. But everybody on the right who supports him and supports her, that's fully what they believe.
But how do we get this misinformation? How does this get so distorted this story. And you can say, well, how do we have the right story, you have the wrong story. John, well, how's this playing on the Space Coast WMEL?
Well, it's playing just as you kind of described, Doug, throughout the country, here on the Space Coast and in the state of Florida. This guy has been made to be a rock star,
mm-hmm.
and it's simply amazing. I think Victoria had it nailed right on the head in the fact that it's become very political, very divided in our nation, and I'm very concerned about the feelings that both sides have on this issue, and it's not going to go away anytime soon.
No.
No, I think you're right about that. Jay, how's it playing down where you are in Nashville?
It's kind of similar where you have people on different sides. I think that the media is an issue in the story. Social media is an issue because you have people looking at other people's opinions online and not doing their own research. There are still people that believe that the people who were shot and killed by Rittenhouse, he is not a murderer by any means. I agree with the verdict as well. And I agree also that he is not a hero. Just because he's not a murderer does not mean he's not a hero.
Right.
But there are a lot of people that still believe that they were black victims, that this was not during riots, that Kyle Rittenhouse hunted these people down. That is not the case. And that is the false narrative that people are still getting online.
Yeah. A lot of stuff. It is trending, though. Excuse me. No question about that. All right, when we continue, we'll move to the other trial. I suppose we ought to talk about the Arbery trial to a point. I don't know. I don't want to give it too much time. Anybody got anything to say about it other than what the obvious is?
Well, I do think that the jury did the right thing. And again, you know, a lot of people are, I saw something over the weekend where someone said, oh, well, that's what happens when you have an all-black jury. It was an all-white jury, except for one black juror. And so, it's this misinformation that we just can't seem to get away from. One of the things that I think is really telling is that the district attorney down there has now been charged, because remember, initially these three guys hunted Ahmaud Arbery down and they weren't arrested for over a month. It was a month and a half or 2 months and they weren't arrested. Everyone knew who they were. The one guy was a former cop. And so everyone was wondering, well, wait a minute, why are there no arrests being made? And it turns out that it's because the attorney general has now been charged, and she's probably going to lose her law license. She's going to lose her career because she basically discouraged an arrest from happening because she knew the guy who was the former cop. So it's very corrupt. It makes a lot of sense when you roll back the timeline of what actually happened. We know this man, Ahmaud Arbery, was jogging through this neighborhood. He was hunted down by three guys. One guy filmed it, and he ended up being the one who squealed first. And the whole thing was just a mess, and everyone was wondering, well, wait a minute, how are no arrests being made? We know who the three suspects are. It was just, it just felt like an abomination of justice, and so I think a lot of people feel that the right thing was done, and the jury verdict was correct. But, you know, it's just so many layers of corruption. It's disgusting.
Some people wonder, I think I've said any number of times lately on the DJV program, that I think the Black Lives Matter thing is an overcorrection. And that may be, that's how I feel in general. But then on the plane coming out to California this week, I saw a movie about a black family that it was being chased down as they were going. It was a story about churches and what church was in what community, and how in the late 40s and early 50s, the police in the South would, now, you know, a certain amount of Hollywood, there's an influence of Hollywood here, there's no question about it. Excuse me, but as you see the way the police are presented in this movie as going after and hunting down and actually killing blacks at that, you know, down in these backwoods areas, Mississippi and Alabama, it gives you cause to think. It really does. Woof. All right, 15 after the hour, we'll continue with a focus on the election. Yes, we're still talking about the election right after this. Elizabeth, what's the deal? Now, you always are running specials at Calitrin, so what's the approach for people to get the best for their buck?
so good to give your body back that collagen protein, the way that your body had it when it was younger. Well, right now we actually have a huge fall special where when you buy 3 months supply, and that's where our huge 86% success rate is, you know, it's not a quick fix bad product, but our 90 day supply has huge results. And when you buy that 90 days, you're going to get 90 days free. So you're basically paying half price. It's buy three, get three free, and it's also unlimited. So if you wanted to stock up and save even more, it's on our website. You can buy four, get four, buy 10, get 10. It's on toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS.com. You can also use the promo code DJV to not have to pay shipping on any orders of Calitrin too.
Check it all out at toploss.com. That's the Calitrin website that works, and that's why I'm proud to be behind it and endorse it. DJV at toploss.com. Thanks, Elizabeth.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Shop on eBay this holiday season to get more for your dough on stand mixers. Or get more for your buck on this season's hottest tech and gaming gear. And on eBay, you can even get more wow deals from now through Cyber Monday. Don't wait till Cyber Monday. Shop today to get more and save more on premium brands with eBay's exclusive Cyber Weekend deals. Get more when you get it on eBay.
All right, 18 after the hour on the overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. It's our weekly get-together of the DJV folks, and because Jennifer's not here, we're joined by John Harper from WMEL on the Space Coast talking about the items that are in the top 10. You can get the list at talkers.com or at djvshow.com. So with regard to number four, voter legislation, I thought it was interesting. This Ohio County official who denied knowing about the attempted breach of the election network. This is John Hammercheck, president of the Lake County Board of Commissioners. So, Jay, you're from that neck of the woods in Ohio. What's it? Do you remember the first time you voted there? Did you vote for the first time in that in Ohio?
I did. I don't remember actually voting, but I do remember getting registered to vote. Whoever it was, the mayor at the time, or they were going to be running for mayor, was going door to door to introduce himself to everybody in the community. And he came up, and I had just turned 18, just became eligible to vote, and he helped me get registered. And I just always remember that.
Oh, cool. All right. Well, and now it's turned around. What's the issue here, Victoria, in terms of the election fraud? There's some connection to Mike Lindell, and I'm trying to figure that out.
So what happened is, as we know, Mike Lindell of MyPillow fame has been very vocal about, you know, the stolen election and all this alleged election fraud, which has never been substantiated. And so he's been going on these national tours and having these symposiums. I mean, they're basically rallies. And so at two of his rallies, there was a private laptop that was plugged into the network inside this guy Hammercheck's government office on May 4th. And so they did a routine traffic check and with this laptop, and essentially it was captured by the computer, and it was circulated at this Mike Lindell cyber symposium on election fraud. And essentially you can't plug a private laptop into election data, take the laptop away, and then go play it at some, like, MyPillow convention. That's to me, the biggest fraud is that. That's the biggest election fraud that we've had so far, are these two different instances where someone who was working in, I forget what other state it was, Colorado, I think, when they literally allowed workers to come right in and take data with them. I mean, that's the real fraud. It's not who's illegally voting. That's the real fraud.
Food for thought at 21 after the hour on the Talk Radio Review.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Now, 23 after the hour of the talk radio roundup, if you will, a review of the hot hits from the perspective of talk experts, the people that are on my DJV program every day. Victoria Keelan is here, Jay Kirshner. John Harper joins us from WMEL. He's here from time to time. I like hearing his voice. I enjoy his thought process, and so he knows what's going on in the minds of people that listen to his programs in Central Florida. It's a pretty good bellwether of what people are thinking around the country. So happy to have him here. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody. It's Thanksgiving weekend. Jay, you have some comments from the various social sites that we have, all at DJV Show, Twitter and Instagram and Facebook. So you asked some questions. The mac and cheese debate for Thanksgiving. That's a pretty important one.
This was a big debate that basically broke the internet. It all started with New England Pats defensive end Matt Judon, who loves Thanksgiving and was asked about what he was going to have on the menu, and all he wanted to talk about was the fact that people need to stop putting mac and cheese on their Thanksgiving dinner tables. It almost broke the NFL. It broke the internet, and people feel very passionately about this. I think it's a Southern thing. I didn't even know that mac and cheese was an option for Thanksgiving until moving to the South, and now we have it. We had it yesterday. But 84% of people on at DJV Show socials said, absolutely not. Get that crap off the table. Where 16% either said, sure, why not, or yes, it should be on the table.
I think if you're going
I've
to,
never heard of that until just now.
Really?
Never heard of mac and cheese. I know, Doug, you and I are you know, up in the North, and so it's just not something that comes up here. But, yeah, I mean, when I think of mac and cheese, I think of barbecue. So maybe it's a Southern holdover because of good Southern barbecue, and mac and cheese is always one of the sides, and maybe that just gets extended into Thanksgiving. But that is
strange. Yep, our mac and cheese did come from a barbecue place down here.
There you go.
One of the we have here a few of the haunts that we go to regularly here in Los Angeles has a mac and cheese, but it's sort of a fried in the fry-a-later mac and cheese, and it's actually kind of yummy.
Like a Miles fried ball? Like a ball of mac and cheese? Kind of, yeah.
Oh, those things are good.
Yeah,
those are probably really bad.
I'll tell you what, guys, here in Florida, I've never heard of it up until this week with the controversy that's going on. It has never, ever been on the menu of anybody that I know here in the state of Florida or anywhere. I've never heard of it.
Yeah. All right, so there you go. We're running against the grain, it would seem, all of us. Okay, next item, a little more serious. The three who were found guilty in the Arbery case, what are people saying about that?
Everybody was in agreement that the verdict was correct. Lori Howerton said justice is served. Colleen Smith chimed in, justice done right. Dan Myers commented that he's with the jury on this one. Arbery wasn't a physical threat to anyone until he was under attack. There was no need for confrontation.
All right, what I'm most interested in is what the collective has decided on the Kyle Rittenhouse thing, because we've been talking a lot about our feelings. What are the listeners saying?
Yeah, most people were in agreement with the jury. Very, very few said that kid should fry. There was a comment, again, misinformed about him hunting down black people. That was not the case. Tommy Perez commented that judge should be praised for his knowledge of the law. We need more judges like him. Winifield Jeremy can't wait for Rittenhouse to sue every media outlet and public figure who labeled him a white supremacist. And Diana Julian calls Rittenhouse a vigilante and questions if this will encourage others to become vigilantes as well.
Absolutely it will.
That is a good conversation to be having.
Interesting that two-thirds, at least, of the comments, two out of three of the comments that you read for us, were supportive of him. So maybe are we on the wrong side of this, or we have a different point of view? I don't know.
Well, you can agree with the verdict.
The law,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, you can agree with the verdict and support the law. All of the before stuff, well, he shouldn't have been there, blah, 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 all that stuff, that's almost more moral-based. It's when it's in terms of what happened in court, the trial itself, I am with the jury on this one, and I think we all kind of are in agreement of that part of the fact, but he is not a hero.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS-certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
America's back. There's nothing we're unable to overcome.
Santa is coming, Mr. President.
I'm waiting for Santa.
President Biden, with help from mainstream media outlet NBC News, touts America is exactly where she should be. This as Americans struggle with inflation and a loss of liberties from vaccine mandates that some call unconstitutional, since Congress had no say in Biden's demands. Conservative journalist David Webb on Fox News has a different view of America's direction.
Build back backwards. There's no better here. This is someone who doesn't want the economy to function as it does. The president has theorists and ideologues and Keynesian economists.
The World Health Organization is meeting Friday to discuss a new COVID-19 variant out of Africa. The United Kingdom is already blocking flights from several South African nations as of Friday. USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please, call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
As Black Friday kicks off around the country today, 'tis the season to celebrate Christ's birthday, family, toys, gifts, the pleasure of giving. But it's also the season of Ebenezer Scrooge, the Grinch, and a Santa Claus shortage this year.
Santas are in short supply this year, and COVID-19 is largely to blame. Santa Clauses are mostly played by older people in their mid-60s on average and tend to weigh around 245 pounds. And many Santas last year and this year are continuing to be cautious about making in-person visits to children and gatherings in general. From supply chain shortages to rising prices at the pump and grocery store, the pandemic has had an impact on every facet of our lives. Now it's keeping Santa out of town.
During COVID, some Santas were cautious and just said, hey, I'm going to take the season off. And then this season has said, I might take another season off.
Brittany Skipper is owner of the Royal Entertainers. The California company hires actors to play various characters, including Santa, for private parties and events. Skipper continues on the local NBC affiliate in San Diego that her search for Santas begins early in the year.
So replacing the Santas was a little bit difficult, but we definitely hustle around here. And so we have trainings with our Santas every week starting in August. So every week we would say, hey guys, if you guys know anybody that looks like Santa, you have a friend that has a white beard, let us know. You'll get a bonus if you bring a Santa on.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
We are USA Radio News. I'm Lance Pry.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Four after the hour now, the cozy season is here. And I reference that because that is how some people refer to the aftermath. The Thanksgiving season opens up the door to the cozy time of the year. So we'll maybe talk a little bit about that. Is it really the cozy season for you? Are you feeling good about the end of the year? If you're a retailer, we talk about Black Friday and the reality that by the time you get here, from now till the end of the year, that's where you make your money. And that really is kind of a stark reality as to what's going on in American business. But it's been that way for quite a long time. That's how Black Friday gets started. I'm Doug Steffen here with my friend John Harper, who's in from WMEL in the Space Coast area of Florida, with his thoughts on the things that are in the story list this week. Victoria Keelan, who's from the DJV program, along with Jay Kirshner, who is also a DJVer, here to put the, you know, this is an ancillary, this is the companion piece to the official countdown show that I do every week with Michael Harrison. So we're going through some of the items here. At number five, the parade tragedy, I think that's the most important thing when it comes to crime and violence this week, isn't it? What happened there and... how do these things happen in general? That's what people want to know. How do these things happen? Isn't that what people...
How does a guy get out on bail for only $1,000 when he had had a long rap sheet and he had already attempted to run over the mother of his child with his car? Then 2 days later, he plows into an entire parade of people and just to escape. And he was leaving. He was fleeing the scene of a knife fight. So he was in a separate domestic violence issue. And so he was fleeing that scene and then caused this horrible tragedy. It's just, you have to wonder. We have people who are stuck in jail for, minor marijuana possessions who can't make bail, and then this guy is out on $1,000 bail and then goes and kills people. It's very backwards.
Yeah, it really is. Go ahead, John.
It's just a tragic situation all around as far as what went on with this incident during that parade. And I think goes back to what we were all talking about at the start of the show as far as guns, gun violence, and the way in which our society is now looking at guns. And it seems like the nerve has been opened or reopened, perhaps, and it occurred, I think, a couple of years ago by Donald Trump, and it seemed to legitimize a lot of these issues that are taking place. And he brings the kid from Wisconsin into his home and makes him a rock star. And the kid is on other shows. But my point is, it goes to say that, as we mentioned, the country very much divided, and I don't see that going away anytime soon. And where that's going to end, I think nobody knows, and it's wide open for further debate on that.
Well, I have a friend who is an astrologer, and if you believe in astrology or what it is all about, she has predicted the next 2 years are going to be a rough and tumble time in America, and then it sorts itself out, however that happens. There are some people who are promoting literally the violence that would lead to a civil war. There are that many crazy people in this country, and they want everybody to think the way they do, and that never works. Even if you were to go to war and you saw what happened after the Civil War, things still aren't straightened out as far as Black America is concerned. And it's talking about 150 years ago. There still is this prejudice, this hatred, this disrespect for people just because they have a different color skin. I have said on the air many times, I think the Black Lives Matter thing has overcorrected at this point. We better take a breath, because if you keep pushing on things like that, that does result. There are certain things that are so obvious that needed to be corrected, and the addressing of that is something that we're doing, I think, as a country, as a culture. But there's another side to it that kind of makes me wonder whether we aren't hurting the cause more because we're pushing too hard. Some elements of that, I think, hold some sustenance in terms of...
No doubt about it. Absolutely.
What's going on.
Yeah.
All right. So the business of crime, I had something here that I thought was worth our time for a moment. There's the story of a federal grand jury that held Walgreens, CVS, and Walmart distributing pain pills in two Ohio counties. They were charged with being reckless, and they were found responsible. This is the opioid thing. It's been going on. Pharmacies distributing, in this case, 80 million prescription painkillers in one county alone over a four-year period. Good God. And then there was another county, 61 million pills were... This is all in Ohio, Jay. Lake County is where I think you're from, right?
No.
No? Where are you
from? No, we're from Lorain County, right by Cuyahoga County, just west of Cleveland.
Right. I'm trying to remember where Trumbull
County
is.
But this isn't just in Ohio, though. Right now this case pertains to Ohio. But, down in West Virginia, there was one county that had... a very small population. I forget the exact number, but 75 million opioid pills and prescriptions were filled in this one county that only had thousands of people in it. 75 million. I mean, this is the kind of stuff that we're going to see. Now, naturally, CVS and Walgreens and everybody else is coming forward saying, you know, this, we don't agree with the verdict and this isn't our fault and we're filling prescriptions that doctors are writing. I think that, you know, this is such a complicated issue, and the pharmaceutical companies, I think, that really are the ones that people should be going after, because they're
really,
the ones who...
You really think this is that complicated? I don't see it as being very complicated.
Well, it is, because if you think about, like, the sort of chain of command, right, you go to the doctor... You say, I have some pain in my back or whatever, and so they prescribe an opioid because the pharmaceutical rep has visited them, and in a lot of cases, as you know, as we know, pharmaceutical reps give big, extravagant enticements. Mm-hmm. Sometimes college tuitions for children are paid off, golf clubs, golf trips, I mean, all kinds of stuff. And there's actually a website, you can look it up, I forget the name of it now, but you can see what your doctor has gotten from pharmaceutical companies. And then, so the doctors write the prescriptions because they've been assured by the pharmaceutical companies that these are very safe and non-addictive, and then it's the pharmacist's job to fill the prescription. So I do have a little bit of sympathy for the pharmacies, because how are they supposed to override what your doctor tells you is right for
you?
And the pharmacist can't ask the person all these questions, like, are you sure you
need
this?
Not allowed to.
Yeah,
right.
They can't ask that.
Yep. But the other side, the reason that these three chains are being held accountable is because they were colluding with, that's pretty obvious. I mean, this sort of reminds me
of the sheer volume alone.
Yeah. I mean, this reminds me of payola back when you and I were disc jockeys, John. And the other thing isn't just doctors that get paid off. I remember there was a big scandal with car dealers getting paid off, depending on where they were selling cars and what they were using for incentives and how they looped people in. Corruption has been part of almost any American business that has existed since World War II, and this is just the latest example. But the reality here is that the drug companies are so powerful. They have so much money. Look at the influence that they have on our entertainment time. Watch a television program, and you tell me that in each spot set, on any major network, any major television program, you don't see at least one spot for a drug company. It's not possible, because
they're the only ones with money, right, to pay for all the advertising.
Right. Yeah.
Watch the 6:30 network news on any of the networks, and it's one spot after another for drug companies. Yeah.
Yep.
Well, and also they know their target, too, because that's an older audience watching the 6 o'clock news. So they, you know, these are not necessarily drugs for, you know, younger people. They're reaching their target audience.
Which is a comment in and of itself about what people know and how they get their news. You're right. The demos are older. The border crisis, what's happening on the U.S.-Mexico border, we'll spend some time on that after these words here on the Talk Radio Review. Time for you to get great discounts on all MyPillow products. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, go to that box, put in DJV, you'll get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, towels. They have slippers, dog beds, even high-quality blankets. For example, the offer right now is buy one, get one free on the Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. My favorite is the MyPillow pillow. I love that. But also the sheets and I just like them all. Slippers are great, too. And the reason they are, because they're so well made. Made in America, folks. All MyPillow products made in America. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page. Buy one, get one free offer on the Giza Dream Sheets. Discounts up to 65% if you use the DJV code for great MyPillow specials at MyPillow.com.
It was the season of cheer, and joy filled the town, except for Scrooge with his perma-frown. The gift of a Peloton bike touched his soul without doubt. When your workout's a joy, it's a joy to work out. This Black Friday, get the original Peloton bike at our best holiday price ever, $1,495, or access membership separate. Terms apply. See website for details.
Shop on eBay this holiday season to get more for your dough on stand mixers. Or get more for your buck on this season's hottest tech and gaming gear.
And on eBay, you can even get more wow deals from now through Cyber Monday. Don't wait till Cyber Monday. Shop today to get more and save more on premium brands with eBay's exclusive Cyber Weekend deals. Get more when you get it on eBay.
All right, so number 10 on the list, the story list from Talkers Magazine. Again, you can get the charts for the week of November 22nd to the 26th. Well, you can get all the charts every week at djvshow.com or at talkers.com. The border crisis, I don't like that word, it's so overused. But the number of migrants crossing into our country this year alone is at a 20-some-odd-year high. The new encounters, people coming who have gotten across the border, numbers 180,000. So where are they going? Nobody knows. What are they doing? Nobody knows. Well, they're taking jobs that Americans say that they don't want to do, or at least that's what that's kind of what the logic is for letting them in, it would seem. So how, you're the closest to the border, the southern border. Remember when Cubans came into Miami and that influenced, it really influenced the culture of the entire South Florida peninsula. We keep talking about the U.S.-Mexico border, but what about Florida and people that are coming in? There's no, the border's porous. You come in on a boat, get off a boat anywhere, a clear water, and go wherever you want to go.
I feel like in my mind, I feel like it's more difficult to do that in Florida than it is along, you know, walking along, between Mexico and...
Nope, not at all.
It still goes on all the time, and the deal is, once they get their feet in the sand here in the state of Florida, they're allowed to come on in. But if the government catches them in their boats and they have not set foot ashore, then they are turned back. But it's still going on. It's very heavy. It hasn't changed. And now you've got the Haitian situation as well.
Yeah. People don't realize, if you're not down, so although I think in some of the big cities up north, there's more. You can't find, I got into a cab at LAX the other night. I couldn't understand one word, the driver. I don't even know where he was from because it was dark. I couldn't tell. But I couldn't understand a word that he said. And as a result, he drove me around in circles. I kept telling him where to go, and he kept, oh, no, this way, that kind of stuff. And so there's a certain amount of scamming going on with some of these guys. They're very clever. All right, so Thanksgiving and the aftermath, the big sales that are on. One of the things that I thought was interesting, ladies and gentlemen, the price of the dollar store items is no longer a dollar. The average is a buck and a quarter on most of the products. And so you wonder about all these dollar general, dollar this, dollar that, and all the crap that's in these stores is made in China. Do they still maintain their dominance? What's the difference between a buck and a quarter, I suppose we could ask, right?
Well, I think between a buck and a quarter, some people are still going to prefer going to those stores. But I've heard a lot of people here in Florida talking about the fact that why should they go to a dollar store when the price is the same as they'll be able to get at any other store. So I think it has hurt them here, at least in the state of Florida, the way people are thinking here.
Yeah, I don't have much. I don't give much support. They're not advertisers, and even if they were, I wouldn't give much support. I just think the crap that they sell, all the Chinese stuff, does nothing but hurt Americans working and otherwise. Yeah. And they say, well, where you can buy it anywhere else? You just proved that you can buy it elsewhere. Thank you. John Harper from WMEL, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen here at 10 before the hour on the Talk Radio Review.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Three past the hour now in the DJV program. Time for our weekly visit with Nick Miles. OurAutoExpert.com is his website. He has some disturbing news for those of you who like muscle cars. Dodge is going to discontinue. Well, let me go through the list maybe of all of the discontinued cars. I think one of the things I saw this week also that attracted my attention, Mr. Nickster, is there was an article someplace I saw about where cars get their names. I remember going back to, remember Pontiac was an Indian chief. Imagine if there were still Pontiacs around now, would they have to change the name of the car to something else because it's disrespectful to the Indian chiefs or whatever? It was Cadillac is the same thing too, though, right? Wasn't Cadillac an Indian?
Yes. Right. Yes, I think it was.
Yeah. So
it may well be.
Mm-hmm. So some of the cars, if you know, you talk about the cars being discontinued, the Dodge Charger, that's a good name for that car because it really has lots of get up and go, right? Let's go get them.
Yes, especially on Black Friday. A lot of people charging today.
Yes, that's great.
Either into the store for good bargains or to their credit cards or to their debit cards.
Did you ever buy a car on a credit card?
I did, because I got the points, and then I, you know, paid cash to the credit card. But, you know, if they're giving away points for something, why not cash in for the points or charge it? That's what I say, and then pay cash right afterwards, and then cash in on the points. The Charger, Tim Kaniskis, who is the head of the Charger brand, and I sat down at the LA Auto Show and had a chat. And the chat involved, look, I mean, it's got to go this way because this is just the way of the world. And he said, we're definitely not going to let the muscle car go away. or that sort of power and that incredible, what America is known to love, that incredible power, that incredible sort of two-door experience. We're going to keep that. But he said the V8 engine just isn't going to be made anymore, so we're going to turn the muscle car into an electric car. It sounds horrible, but this is a guy that grew up selling these his whole life, and he is an incredible dragster. He can drive these cars. He does everything himself. I mean, he's a fun guy, but he's determined not to let it go away. And so he's going to take lemons and make lemonade. And he's responsible for things like the Hellcat and this sort of thing. So he's absolutely determined to keep some form of fun around there. And even though the companies are being forced to do this because of regulations from around the world and trying to green up the world, he's determined to have some kind of muscle car. So early next year, they're going to show what the electric muscle car will be like. And let's see if he fails or loses.
It's such a ruse, though. At least at this point it is. Yeah, down the road we have more solar energy, and if people are smart enough to go back to nuclear energy or wind or whatever it is, that actually really does account for most of the build of electricity. But right now, most of the electricity is still being fired by fossil fuels. Coal, gas,
right.
Oil.
Right.
So if you think you're saving the environment, if you want to drive an electric car, that's fine, and get caught out in the middle of nowhere with no place to plug your car in, that's good. You go ahead and do that. But if you think you're saving the environment by buying an electric car, you're silly. Right?
Yeah, I mean, I look at it like this. I've got my V8s. I've got my gas cars. I know how to, fix them. I know where they are. Everyone can go ahead and go experiment with this. If it doesn't work, I know what I've got. I know where I'm getting it, and I know how to drive it, and I'll just keep going. And then they can go back if it doesn't work. good luck. If it does work, well, fine. But I'm all settled. You've got your tractors. You've got it. It works for you. Everyone can go play in this. And if it doesn't work, then I'll join. If it doesn't work, then come back. If it does work, then I'll join you. I mean, that's how I look at it. Because at this point, if I fight it, I can't fight it as a single person. You go play in your sandbox. And if it works out, I'll come join you. If it doesn't, come on back. That's how I look at it.
So I see you've got on your website cars that are going to be discontinued. You can discontinue all the Volvos because they're made in China or by the Chinese now. There's a Chinese company. Forget them. What other cars are being sent down the road?
Interestingly enough, most of the cars we're saying goodbye to, apart from one or two, are pretty expected. There's things that we knew sort of would never work. But Honda Clarity, I mean, most people, I say Honda Clarity, they're like, I don't even recognize it. And, exactly. And BMW's i3, that abominable little box of an electric car. But the Land Cruiser was one that's going away just because they were at $96,000. And everyone was like, of course, $96,000. But it was a great car. So.
Buy a Range Rover if you're going to do that. Okay. Happy Thanksgiving, my friend. Nick Miles from OurAutoExpert.com here on the
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.